Vice President Kwesi Emesa-Afa has inaugurated a 20-member Senche Consensus Implementation Advisory Group with the responsibility of guiding the implementation of the recommendations of the forum. He charged the group to work diligently to support the government to achieve the much-needed economic stability for the country. Sevilla reports.
The Senche Consensus Implementation Advisory Group will, among other things, establish a coordinated implementation and monitoring arrangement for effective implementation of the Senche recommendations and systematic reporting on progress. Vice President Emesa-Afa tasked the group to speed up its work so that Ghanaians benefit from economic stability and reduction in the fiscal deficit before 2016.
We'll need a much better managed economy, more efficiently managed than we are doing now. And the responsibility of the group that we have assembled is to deliver the implementation by providing support and coordination to the various different agencies of government that are charged with implementation of economic management. It is on this basis that I formally wish to inaugurate the Implementation Advisory Group and to wish that your work will be successful. So we'll need to work to ensure that this is done, that the stability that we crave is restored before the government gives up its mandate.
The Vice President highlighted some salient points arrived at the forum and asked the group to focus on them in the course of its work.
There are a number of elements in there. The wage bill is one. Controlling the subsidies is one. Better targeting the subsidies so that it contributes to alleviating poverty is one. But a subsidy that is just there for its sake and that is not targeted does not contribute to achieving the overall economic objectives that we have. So please, we need to look at the subsidy, its incidence, and how it improves the quality of life for the people who most need it. We have a number of subvented organizations that have existed since time immemorial. The idea is to make the public sector more efficient by removing the ones that we don't have any more need for and to bring in the ones that are better serve the purposes for which the economy is to be managed. So we need to also tackle the issue of the large number of subvented organizations and the mandates that they carry.
The outgoing Director General of the National Development Planning Commission, Dr. Regina Edutchum, said the commission will support the group's work with secretarial services.
One of the major recommendations was the establishment of the Post-Forum Implementation Advisory Group, IAG. Related to this was also the recommendation for the establishment of a secretariat located at the National Development Planning Commission, the institution mandated by the Constitution to coordinate the national development planning system. We at the National Development Planning Commission stand prepared to provide the necessary secretariat support to the group to ensure effective implementation and coordination of policies and measures arising from the 2014 National Economic Forum.
The 20-member Senche Consensus Implementation Advisory Group include the Office of the President, the National Development Planning Commission, TUC, Bank of Ghana, Private Enterprise Foundation, and the Association of Ghana Industries.